Hello, my name is Father Andrew Apostoli. I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. I'd like to greet you with a little greeting of St. Francis. May the Lord give you his peace. Today on Faith Matters, we're going to speak about the second beatitude. Blessed are the sorrowing, for they shall be consoled. How often we see in life that our joys and sorrows go together. And there's a kind of paradox in this, isn't there? You know, where we think sorrows would only bring tears, ultimately, through those tears and the effort and the sacrifice, they often bring many of our blessings. You know, a person who has to put in long years of study to become a doctor. You know, during those years of study, there's a lot of hard work and effort, but what a joy, what a sense of accomplishment to reach the goal. I know when I was in the seminary, the long years of preparation for the priesthood, that, you know, was culminated with ordination. And you don't even think back to the struggles. Jesus himself said that a woman giving birth, you know, while she's in childbirth, there is pain. But once that child is born, she no longer remembers the pain of childbirth, but the joy that a child has been born to her. So Jesus tells her that if we bear our trials patiently, we will find consolation and joy. Through the struggles and the efforts we make, those trials will bring us closer to God. At the same time, we can also see another kind of sorrow that brings joy, and that's sorrow for our sins. It brings to us the joy of God's forgiveness, a joy we all need, don't we? A joy that brings a great peace in our hearts. So let us ask the Lord to give us strength in our trials, in our difficulties, so that through the tears of life, we may come to experience the joy he's prepared for those who love him.